And we'll round out this week's show with Yael Cassander's second conversation with Aaron Castellan, an MFA painting student at IU's Hope School of Fine Arts and part of our Artist in the Making series. In their last conversation, Aaron shared the story of her evolution from a childhood spent in the midst of Morgantown, West Virginia's spinning and weaving community to the textile design program at the Rhode Island School of Design, to stints in Seattle and Philadelphia, making ends meet while painting, drawing, and starting a knitwear line.
When Aaron Castellan decided, after 7 years in the so-called real world, to return to the safe harbor of academia, her application portfolio was predictably eclectic.
I was doing a lot of monoprints on paper. It's a process where you use printmaking inks and basically paint with a brush or your hands onto a plexiglass surface. And then you can run it through a printmaking press where it will transfer the painted image onto a piece of paper. So I was taking those and then working on top of the monoprints with paint and colored pencil and then various threads, doing a lot of hand embroidery.
Not the average offerings of a prospective painting grad. Still, Erin was accepted into the MFA program, where she encountered a cohort that included some very committed painters.
I was suddenly surrounded by all these painters making paintings. And, you know, I love painting, and clearly my work is related to painting, but I guess I hadn't been aware how passionate some people are about painting, you know, with a capital P, until I came here.
So Aaron reconsidered more traditional types of oil painting on canvas and wood panel, while persevering with her miscellaneous and suddenly controversial method.
When I first came here, there was always the question when I would incorporate embroidery into my painted works, you know, why does it have to be thread? Why can't it be paint?
Has the process of subjecting yourself to that kind of scrutiny and critical rigor that you're getting here at grad school, has that been productive for your art-making process?
I think at first, maybe my fall semester last year especially, I was second-guessing, what am I doing, and what is this process, and should I be making these oil paintings on canvas? Or so that gets into your head, but once you, I don't know, develop maybe more confidence or just say, oh, forget about it. I really want to do what I want to do. It's hard because as an artist, you don't really realize what you're making or why you're making it initially. Like, you just start making, and slowly through working and through being in grad school and, you know, continuing to talk and read and write about what you're trying to do, it helps solidify why.
During that first year, Aaron was able to make the conscious decision to move beyond traditional painting towards alternatives she found more satisfying.
I felt somewhat restricted having to deal with that rectangular shape because I had begun cutting up the monoprints and collaging pieces of them together in a more organic fashion. That led to the direction of my current work.
2.5 weeks before Aaron is to hang her thesis show, her studio is hung with this current work, wall-sized swaths of fabric that have been soaked in paint, adjoined to other pieces of cloth, collaged, painted, and embroidered upon, and draped from the wall.
Some of it is still in progress.
Oh, very much so.
Do you work on them all at once?
Yes, I have any number of projects going at one time, little pieces I might make. They might not make it into a piece for many months, and then later on, suddenly with something hanging next to them, they'll get joined together or make sense finally.
Pointing out one of the pieces, Aaron describes how her empirical process begins.
There's a large piece on the upper left that was originally a burlap fabric that I coated with many layers of just ordinary latex wall paint. You know, from there, just cutting that into a shape, just kind of freeform cutting and collaging pieces of fabric to it and allowing it to drape and let the form or the materials kind of inform the next move that I take compositionally.
The one we're looking at that's pink and taupe is on a horizontal plane. Do you work on it this way, or do you work on it while it's hanging?
Sure.
Or
all of the pieces lately have been starting on the floor. Like, I lay down plastic to pour the paints or even to do some of the painted mark. So here I was painting on this thin fabric, which was on top of plastic, and letting it dry and then peeling it off the plastic and using the reverse image or the back of the fabric because it had greater interest as far as textures and material would go. But once I start getting to the point where I'm adding embroidery, I usually have to get them up on the wall, or I might, you know, move back and forth between the wall and the floor.
Erin's practice of pouring the paint might recall Pollock or Helen Frankenthaler, whose legacy also seems present in the amorphous color fields that have soaked through the fabric. The play between deep illusionistic space and the embroidered stitches and hard-edged painted marks on the surface rehearses Hans Hofmann's push and pull, and the accretion of materials taking the painting into the realm of sculpture hints at Rauschenberg. But mid-century abstraction isn't a conscious source for Erin.
Yeah, I'm not really thinking about Jackson Pollock with these.
Well, had to ask. And what about the issues raised by Erin's use of fabric and needlework, traditional women's work?
I mean, it's something that's come up a lot in critiques, you know, the fact that I use fabrics. But I'm not really interested in making, I guess, a feminist statement. I'm more interested in those techniques or processes in the way that they hint at the human.
The way you answered that question really shows me that you have a real weariness with that topic.
A little bit.
So much for my 20th century frame of reference. This emerging 21st century artist is looking farther afield for inspiration.
Someone like the contemporary African artist L. Annette Sui, who creates these massive wall pieces out of recycled bottle caps that he flattens and attaches. So from a distance, they look like very flexible, fluid fabric pieces. And then when you get up close, they're these very physical, hard bottle caps. So the way, you know, his pieces on the wall draped were things that, you know, I was thinking about when I started to, I guess, get away from the more traditional stretched canvas pieces and just wanting more of a sculptural three-dimensionality to the work.
Erin Castellan will showcase the works she's made over the course of her journey through IU's graduate painting program in her thesis exhibition this month. For WFIU, I'm Yael Cassander.
Erin Castellan's MFA thesis exhibition opens at the Grunewald Gallery of Art March the 27th. Erin will be giving a gallery talk on Friday, March the 30th at noon, with the opening reception to follow that evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Take a sneak peek at her work on our website, wfiu.org/arts, where you can also find more from our Artist in the Making series.